You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Our devotion for this first Sunday in Advent, November 29, based on Matthew chapter 25, beginning in the first verse. Our Lord Jesus is speaking. He says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. But when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry. 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" There's an old story about how in the days leading up to Christmas, the ticket counter at a certain airport had become unusually overcrowded by those who had waited until the last minute to purchase their tickets. One of those in the crowd happened to be a parish priest who, after a considerable amount of time, finally made it to the front of the line. Apologizing to the priest, the clerk said, "Father, I'm sorry this has taken so long. It's not usually like this, but it seems like everybody these days waits until the last minute for a trip they knew a long time ago they would be taking." And that's when the priest, not wanting to overreact and certainly not wanting to embarrass the clerk, simply replied, "I know exactly what you mean. I have the same trouble in my business." Today's story is about preparation. It's about planning ahead. It's about getting oneself ready. It's about not waiting until it's too late to take care of what's too important to put off. And it's a story about the end times, about what it'll be like when Jesus returns to this earth, and about what that will mean for you and for me and for all who are still alive. You know, it's always struck me on this first Sunday in Advent, the beginning of a new year in the life of the church, rather than looking back on where this all started to the birth of Jesus, what we do instead is look forward to where this is all going and the day when he will return. There's an element of warning in our text. There's an element of urgency when it comes to the message of our Lord's return. You know, I often find myself feeling a bit uncomfortable when I see one of those street corner preachers, you know, the one standing with a sign that says, Jesus is coming back, so we need to be ready. It always seems so out of place, disconnected from real life, making those of us in the church appear to be so strange. I also find myself wondering, in spite of how strange it might seem and appear, why we actually do not spend more time with that message than we do. The reality is that day is coming. History is linear. There was a beginning and there will be an end. Jesus will return, and when he does, if we are not ready, it will be too late. This passage from Matthew's gospel is set in the context of a series of stories about the end times. "Then," Jesus says, "the kingdom of heaven will be like." From there, he goes on to tell three stories. The first of which is the story of the 10 virgins, five who were wise and five who were foolish. The wise were wise because they were prepared. The foolish were foolish because they put off what they knew they needed to do to be ready. How easy it is in life for all of us to put off the things that matter and as a result find ourselves unprepared for what really matters when the time comes. Preparations for the essentials are essential. It's the reason we have fire drills in school. It's why we talk ahead of time about what to do when a disaster strikes. It's why we carry jumper cables in our cars, store up a supply of water, keep extra batteries or candles on hand. We do those things because when the time arrives, if we are not ready, it will be too late. There are many things in life that you can afford to put off. Many of us do. But there are some things in life where you cannot take the chance. Your relationship with Jesus is one of them. Your readiness for that day when he returns or when he calls you home needs to begin today. John Wesley was once asked what he would do if he knew that Jesus was going to return at the same time the next day. He said, "I would go to bed, fall asleep, get up in the morning, and then go to work, because I'd want the Lord to find me when he returns, doing what I was created to do." Martin Luther said, "I'd plant a tree, because I want to be found using my life in ways that would matter and that would last." William Barclay said, "The best way to prepare for the coming of Christ is to live each day in the presence of Christ." All three are good directives for life, ways to prepare for Jesus' return: doing what you were created to do, using your life in ways that will matter and last, preparing for the coming of your Lord by living each day in his presence. If that's how you are living, then you will be ready. If that's what you're doing to be prepared, then there is nothing to fear. But if something needs to change in your life or in your habits, do not put it off. Time moves quickly, as does life. Between now and Christmas, make time for Jesus. Read your Bible, spend time in prayer, talk to the one who came into this world for you. There is no better way to start preparing than today. A while back, there was a misprint in the weather forecast column of a small town newspaper that read like this. It said, "There is a 90% chance of tomorrow." Do you know what? I personally hope the odds are better than that. But who knows? Let's not be foolish. Let's be prepared. Jesus is coming, and he is coming soon. Now is the time to get ready. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we prepare to celebrate your birth into this world, help us to not put off being prepared for that day when you will return, but to live each day in you. Amen. The Advent action for this day is a challenge to make a list of the things you need to do to be ready for Christmas, and then make another list, the preparations you need to make to be ready for the return of Christ. God's blessings to all of you as we begin this season of Advent. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.